Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we're pleased to welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello, I am. I'm back. I guess I've been back for a little while. I had surgery some weeks back, and it's been a little bit of a journey to come back to normal or nearly normal. But here I am back on the radio, so it's all good. Meanwhile, normal is not so normal locally, not just inside me, but in the townships in the world. It is the pandemic. But the good news locally is that last week the movie theaters were given the go-ahead to reopen, and they did. And at least around here, maybe throughout Quebec, it's break week. So I think part of the idea was, opening the movie theaters and making sure that they operate very safely is a good thing, so that students who will be doing kind of nothing for a week will have something to do. They can go with their mom and dad to the movies. But kind of begs the question, like, why are they getting time off, having already had a ton of time off? But I'm not going to get into that. So they are being advised that, yes, you can go to the movies. And you can tell if you look through the Maison Cinema site that this is their target audience. Kids, and kids who can deal with French movies. There is a wonderful, it looks like a totally wonderful movie playing about a young woman and a dragon. Raya, it's called Raya and the Last Dragon or something. Yeah, Raya and the Last Dragon. And it looks terrific, but it's only in French. And another one similar, which is, again, it looks like a wonderful movie, but it's only playing in French, which I find a little bothersome, but it's until Thursday, they had one English movie playing, and it looked like a good one. But it's gone. So now they are having one more English movie playing, and that is one called My Salinger Year, which I'll get to in just a minute. But I will mention something again about most of the kids around here are more than functional in French, and they will be happy to have a whole bunch of films playing locally, and there's a whole bunch of them. And there's several that I'm a little annoyed that they're only in French. Let's see if it's still there. Well, here's this Raya movie. There's one called Sacré Sorcière, Tom and Jerry. they're English movies that have been put into French, either through dubbing or subtitles, probably dubbing, and that's all. So they're not playing in English, which is, as I said, bothersome to say the least. Oh, another one which I was actually looking forward to seeing because I liked the first one so much is called The Croods 2, A New Age, but again, it's only in French. That was a hilarious cartoon that came out maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and now they have released the sequel. But unless you're prepared to go and have the French film experience, you'll have to wait until it gets to Netflix in English. So that's what's playing for kids. Oh, another one which is actually not for kids, but I suppose kids will go and see it, is Wonder Woman 84, which again is not in English. It's one of these big budget movies, and I don't think it's actually directed at kids, but some kids may say, "Oh, Wonder Woman! I love Wonder Woman," and want to go and see that. So I'll talk a bit about My Salinger Year, which is quite new. In fact, it's so new that on Rotten Tomatoes, which is my go-to site, they don't have an audience score. They have only the critics' critical reviews, and only 30 of those. They tend to get many more, and then they sort of come up with a score, and the score can be anywhere from 0 to like 100. And it's called, if it's really well reviewed, then it's certified fresh by Rotten Tomatoes. This particular one, with a very small number of reviews in, is 70%, which is not bad. Not great, but not bad. And as more reviews come in, it may go up or down, frankly. And we'll also find out what audiences think about this movie. To me, it looks good, and it has the amazing Sigourney Weaver has the major role, along with a new young actress named Margaret Qualley. And it's based on a true story of this young woman, again, played by Margaret Qualley, who goes to work for the well-known author J.D. Salinger's, not himself, because he's sort of a hermit. Nobody sees him. They only rarely speak with him. But she is working for J.D. Salinger's publicist in, it looks like, New York. And the publicist, of course, is played by Sigourney Weaver. And she can do no wrong, as far as I'm concerned. There's nothing she's ever done that I haven't liked. So this looks like a really interesting kind of fun story. And let's see, what does it say here? This is in the 90s, so it's not that, well, maybe for some people it seems like a long time ago, but it's not all that long ago. The young woman leaves graduate school to pursue her dream of becoming a writer, and she gets hired as an assistant to the Sigourney Weaver character, Margaret. But then the Margaret, who is the Sigourney Weaver character, is someone who just doesn't believe in computers or anything that seems to go beyond the old style typewriter. So person who wrote the movie, of course, lived it. It was her experience for a year with what she's referring to now as her Salinger year. And I guess once in a while she does get to speak to him. So it looks like an entertaining adult movie, and one of the claims to fame is that the director is Philippe Falardeau, who is a very well-known Quebec director who's obviously turned his attention to English movies. He did a movie from several years ago called Monsieur Lazare, which was very well received and an excellent film. So if I can, I'll get into the theater in Sherbrooke and take my life in my hands and sit through a movie. I won't eat popcorn because they're not doing that, but I'll follow all the rules and hopefully be able to report back next week on what the movie is like. It looks good, and I think I'll like it, but I can't say for sure. And I honestly also don't know if the movie will be there beyond this week, because they seem to, first of all, there's almost no English movies, and second, they come and they go. So hopefully it'll be a good movie, I'll enjoy it, and then next week I can talk a bit about it and either recommend it or not recommend it. So locally, that's what's happening. It's not a good time for English movies, but there is something there. There's always something there, but not very much. I'll wrap things up. I won't, obviously, there's no more movies to talk about that are in movie theaters. But there is, as I mentioned last week, there are just a slew of streaming services. Everybody knows about Netflix. Most people, I suspect, most people have some sort of Netflix. They're members of Netflix. There's now also the Disney Plus channel, which is my personal favorite. I think for a much more reasonable cost than Netflix, you get really interesting stuff, especially if you're a kid, but not only if you're a kid. And they've only recently put yet another part of that is sort of just big old movies. So it's one of those things that I would recommend you look into. Disney Plus streaming service, Netflix I've already talked about. There's also Amazon Prime, which you get if you are part of the Amazon Prime program, and that's also not hugely expensive. But there's only ever after a while, I think, geez, there's only so much stuff I can watch. And but fortunately, summer is coming slowly but surely, and we'll all be able to get outside and enjoy some fresh air and some sunshine. But if you like movies and you have a TV or more than one TV, and maybe more than one subscription to a streaming service, then go for it, because that's at the moment, that's where it is. That's where you get your entertainment. There is a series, and I will only mention this one series on Netflix. It's actually three seasons, and each season is 8 episodes, and it is strictly for adults. So if you have kids in your household, you don't want them seeing this, and they probably wouldn't want to see it anyway. But it's called The Sinner. With a fine actor named Bill Pullman, who plays a detective in, it looks like, New Hampshire. And in each of the seasons, he deals with a horrific crime. And I won't say any more than that because I don't want to bore you. But also, it's just because you don't need to know a whole lot about it, except that it's very, very well done. Pullman is wonderful. His supporting cast is great. And the stories, the three stories that they cover over the three seasons, are fascinating. And the whole thing is just extremely well done. So if you see nothing else on Netflix in the next little while, it's worth going to this series called The Sinner. Anyway, I think that's all I have to say about streaming services and movies playing downtown, because there's hopefully as time goes on, they will go back to their habit of bringing in a number of English movies. There are some weeks in the past that I can remember there were 3 or 4 or more English movies all playing in English. Mm-hmm. But so far that hasn't happened.
No.
So we can keep our fingers crossed.
Well, perhaps on Monday, I heard that we're going into the orange zone on Monday, so I think theaters will be able to serve snacks then. So perhaps they will be getting some more English movies into.
I don't know, maybe, but certainly their principal audience are, French-speaking folks.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, that's what they're tailoring their offerings to, are, Francophones, and in particular, young Francophones who have the week off. But I would hope that, yes, people can go to the movies. They will have more English programming and eat popcorn. I'm not sure if that's going to happen. And it's the first that I've heard that we are going to be going into the orange zone.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's it for me for this week. Hope next week I'll have another English movie or two to talk about. And if nothing else, I can spend a little time on streaming services like Netflix and Disney and Amazon and that type of thing.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie. Take care.
Okay. Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.